Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. I officially opened our new supermarket this week. I was dismayed, though, to find out that they had misspelled my name in the official press release for the official opening. Suddenly, I was Bing Kevin instead of King Kevin. Actually, I did rather like the sound of it and amused the assembled VIPs by singing a few verses of White Christmas. I spelled it W-I-G-H-T, though, just for a laugh. Well, they offered me a bag for life, and I merrily quipped that I'd already got one and introduced my Queen Doris to tumultuous applause. I have a prepared statement here, though, and which I will read out. With the benefit of hindsight, I do wish I hadn't humiliated Doris, and by implication, all women. The joke was in bad taste, and I profusely apologise for it. Thanks for your messages, by the way. I am making a speedy recovery, and the bruises are dying down now. I don't know where Doris found that marrow, and I certainly don't remember much after she hit me with it in the toiletries department. However, apart from that, it was a very nice day, and I was pleased to see people queuing up outside at 7 a.m, trolleys at the ready, hoping to be the first to grab the sausages at 5p off. People ask me, though, why do we need another supermarket? Well, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? They pay a small fortune into my coffers for the privilege of being here, in return for, well, a few acres of land that would otherwise be useless open space for people to waste their time in. Plus, we get a couple of new roundabouts, pelican crossings and pavements of a standard we would normally only dream of. As if that wasn't enough, they have, at my insistence, installed a community notice board just outside the pay-as-you-go urinals. I think that's a good deal for the island, don't you? And, of course, we got an official opening too. A very big event in ordinary people's lives. As they walk through the automatic doors and blink at the brilliance of the lighting, the stacks of washing powder, the fruit and vegetables from all over the world. Not forgetting the special opening discounts on Bags for Life. In fact, last I heard, they were actually giving them away. Marvellous. And now, let's move on to a total eclipse. I was dismayed to discover that the total eclipse of the sun was only going to be seen in America, and telephoned Mr. Trump to register my dissatisfaction. I told him I thought we had a special relationship, and it was a threat to peace between our countries that they should hog this event. I said if this happened again, I would consider building a wall in the middle of the Atlantic, and had already instructed Kev the builders to give me an estimate. Now there's a warning. Kev didn't seem at all fazed by the project, I must say, although he reckoned he'd need to take a couple of new lads on, and a new amphibious van, of course. White, probably. I reminded Mr. Trump that if I built the wall high enough, global warming would mean sea levels would rise a lot higher on his side because of his failure to sign up to climate change at our conference at the Blue Door Cafe last year. He backed down again, of course, and promised to share the eclipse more widely next time. And then I discovered the next time it will happen at night. I really do fear for relations between our two countries. I really do. I was delighted to read the headline news that our island railway line is to undergo major improvements On closer inspection, however, those improvements seem to consist of providing Wi-Fi at every station. Well, that's about six of them, I think. Having a marketing campaign to attract more visitors, and creating what they call a stakeholder forum. As well as creating a community fund. Well, really, this just won't do. I was hoping to read they would actually be giving us new trains. I mean, it's all very interesting, bouncing off the walls on a retro tube train on tracks which feel like they're going over speed humps, and I'm sure it puts some tourists off coming here, which can't be a bad thing. But I believe the citizens of my island deserve better. And I am therefore going to set up a meeting. There. That'll show them we mean business. A meeting with stakeholders, no less. Oh, yes. And at the end of the meeting, when we're all still holding our stakes, we will go in search of loyal subjects who want to help me build a royal train on smooth new tracks direct from my palace to my royal ferry, the White King. That's W-H-I-T-E, by the way. I realise this will not help ordinary people like you who need to catch the train to get to your menial job, but I'm sure the major investment in providing Wi-Fi will at least mean you can find lots of interesting things to look at on your phone while you're waiting for a train. There now. We suffer greatly by comparison with China, it pains me to say it, which is about to reintroduce its 200-mile-an-hour train service between Beijing and Shanghai, wherever they are, cutting an hour off the journey time. Imagine that, 200 miles an hour. You and I could get from Shanklin to Ryde, not that you'd particularly want to, in about, 10 seconds? A dream. Speaking of which, I plan to take one of the trains to be valued when the Antiques Roadshow comes to my island. That's in September, I believe. I wonder what other treasures will be unearthed at that event. A Berlingo, perhaps, with its original red velvet steering wheel cover, 1,000 miles on the clock, washed carefully 1,000 times, never out of third gear, never achieved a speed greater than 35 miles an hour. I bet Fiona Bruce would drool over that. Or what about a high street bank? They're quite rare now, and very collectible, I'm told. A letter to the editor about the fixed link, perhaps, dated October 1868. Yes, tempus fugit, eh? Or how about a discarded Kentucky Fried Chicken bag containing the remains of a family bucket? You need to be careful how you say that, those two words. A family bucket left forgotten on a grass verge for 20 years. Must be a rarity. And a Southern Vectis bus. A very rare sight in the West White of the island, I believe. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin, for this week anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday, here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or, as we like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.